Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says states should figure out ways to safely return kids to schools in the fall. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports from Capitol Hill.
Appearing on Fox Business, the Louisiana Republican echoed the message President Trump has given since last week, send kids back to school in the fall.
Children need to go back to school and be in the classroom with their teachers. This is something that we've got to commit ourselves to making happen.
Mr. Scalise cited studies on the psychological impact that not being in classrooms has had on youngsters since the spring. He also mentioned the many social services some students benefit from in school, including meals. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In remarks at the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Attorney General William Barr says the United States has become overly reliant on Chinese goods and services, including personal protective equipment designed to curb the spread of the coronavirus.
It then attempted to exploit the shortage for propaganda purposes, shipping limited quantities of often defective equipment, and then requiring foreign leaders to publicly thank Beijing for these shipments.
He's also accusing hackers linked to the Chinese government of targeting American universities and companies to steal research related to vaccine development. The attorney general spoke just hours after Western agencies made similar claims against Beijing. Barr's address is to outline what officials see as Beijing's burgeoning economic threat to the U.S. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has issued an order requiring people to wear masks in public throughout the state, which is dealing with a surge in coronavirus cases. The Republican governor issued the order Thursday after weeks of resisting such a requirement. His decision follows growing support from business and health leaders and comes a day after Bentonville-based Walmart said it would require customers to wear masks in all of its U.S. stores. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 135 points. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com. 3691321.
Talk about a major hiccup. Wow. Yeah. Opened the mic and the mic didn't go anywhere. That's weird. It happens from time to time. Great to have you with us. We're like, what, 109 days away from Election Day, and a lot of people are starting to get really, really, really worried about what's going on in the Trump campaign. Let's go right into the Trump campaign. And Mark Lauder, our buddy, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect, and he joins us. Mark, where are you calling us from today?
Oh, just outside the swamp in Arlington, Virginia.
Beautiful, beautiful. You guys have made some news yesterday. Brad Parscale is out as campaign manager. Bill Stepien is in as campaign manager. First of all, you know all the parties involved. First of all, Brad Parscale, tell us about your impressions of him. Did you get along with him? Pretty capable guy, especially when it comes to data.
Yeah, great guy. And the fact is the matter is that what you saw happening yesterday was President Trump making sure that we have the right people with the right expertise and the right jobs at the right time. And nobody knows data and digital better than Brad Parscale, and so that's what he's going to focus on entirely. And let the political expert in Bill Stepien, who has run many successful campaigns, he's going to take the lead on the strategy and do the day-to-day stuff. So this is absolutely just making sure that the right people are in the right spot at the right time. It's what a good leader does.
And this is, correct me if I'm wrong, all this hue and cry about the chaos around the campaign, that's about process, and that's about stuff that doesn't really matter in the day-to-day operation of a campaign, does it?
It really doesn't, no, because, I mean, our teams are doing their job every single day. And when you look at it, this is the data that I look at. You know, I don't believe in these polls. My goodness. I mean, there's a poll that I saw yesterday, the Quinnipiac poll. This poll was modeled with a 10% advantage given to Democrats. It is so skewed, so biased. Quinnipiac should be embarrassed that they put their name on this, and any news organization that actually touts it should check themselves at the door. That's how biased and faulty this poll is. But the data I look at, when you look at it over and over again, the states when they were voting during the primaries, 23 of 27 states, Donald Trump set an all-time new record for an incumbent president of either party. He got more than twice, almost three times the number of votes that Barack Obama did. He got more votes than George W. Bush got in 2004. He got more votes than Ronald Reagan in 1984. So when you combine that energy, that enthusiasm with our outstanding digital operation and just the sheer enthusiasm people have, Yeah, we're doing just fine, and everything is looking very good. We just got to keep working, work very hard. These people who got it wrong in 2016 are getting it wrong again.
Again, Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. What will change under Bill Stepien, and is there anything that we as consumers of this product known as politics, is there anything we'll notice? Will the message change? Will he be out on the road more? Will he be out on the road less? What's going to be different under Bill Stepien?
You won't notice anything different. You will notice that, you know, now is the time because people are starting to pay attention when they're going to have to realize that, yeah, the Democrats got in bed with Joe Biden. They didn't settle on Joe Biden. They settled for Joe Biden. And really, he's nothing more than a hollow shell, a Trojan horse for AOC and socialist Bernie Sanders. Look at his policy initiatives. I mean, he outsourced his policy to the most radical wings of their party. And that's what he is proposing in terms of eliminating energy jobs, 10 million jobs through his Green New Deal initiative, tax increases from day one. I mean, this is a guy who has time and time again show he would rather ship our jobs overseas through NAFTA, TPP. He's never stood up to China. The only thing Joe Biden has ever taken from China is $1.5 billion for his son.
Where is Hunter? Where's Hunter Biden? Again, Mark Lauder joining us from the Trump 2020 reelect. I know a lot of people are wondering what a political convention is going to look like in the COVID-19 era. And I'm curious, I'm not sure if you've been on the inside of the strategic planning relative to that, but I'm curious what you think it will look like. Will we recognize it as a political convention?
In a way, you know, it won't look like your traditional convention because obviously, you know, we've moved from North Carolina because the governor there just refused to have us. So what you'll have is you're going to have us in Jacksonville, and we're preparing for all contingencies. I mean, if we need to be outside, we can be outside. If we can be inside, we'll be inside. And unlike the Democrats who will be hiding in the basement with Joe Biden, we're going to be out there. We're going to do what Americans do, which is stand up, face the challenges, and overcome. Because I know the mainstream media wants everybody to be scared because, you know, we're seeing an increase in some states, in the Sun Belt primarily, of COVID-19. But what we're also seeing is that the hospitalizations are going down. The death is going down because doctors have better therapeutics. They have better understanding of the virus. And so just because you have a positive test doesn't mean it's a death sentence.
No, that's exactly true. Let me just ask you. I happen to be one of those that believes that the October surprise, so to speak, in this election is going to be a vaccine or a vaccine and therapeutics to where we wipe out the COVID-19. How important is COVID-19 to the outcome of this election?
Well, I think having a vaccine is going to be important for America, regardless of the politics. And if we get it in July, I'll take it in July. If we get it in September, I'll take it in September. Whatever month it comes, that's when it'll be great. It'll be great news for our country. But what we've also got to remember throughout this entire thing is that this came from China. China lied to the world about it. And Joe Biden is sitting there defending China and the organizations they used to hide this from the world. And what we need right now is someone who's got a history of standing up and being tough on China, not someone who has been notoriously weak on China.
I saw where in the state of Oklahoma, Kanye West now has qualified to be on the ballot for the American Independent Party or something like that. Whenever you say Kanye West and President of the United States, people have a tendency to giggle. But I'm sure there were some people that giggled when they thought Donald Trump president? When he was heading down those escalators at Trump Tower. What do you make of this thing? And do you think that Kanye West is really serious about this?
You know, you never know. But I know it's not an easy decision to make for anybody. And if he wants to do this and he can get himself on the ballot, then more power to you. Welcome to the show. And we'll let the American people decide. And I think that's how we have to approach this thing. You know, we're gonna win this thing as a contrast because people know that we had one of the strongest economies in history going until the coronavirus. We had to hit pause. Who do you want to rebuild that economy? The man who built it the first time or the man who stumbled and fumbled his way through the slowest recovery from the Great Recession since the Great Depression? And his answer is to eliminate jobs and to raise taxes. Well, nobody wants that.
Mark, I want to ask you, because that's what I think that this campaign is going to come down to. Here is a guy that had 8 years along with Barack Obama to fix all these things that are wrong about America, to improve the lot in life for African Americans, for Latinos, for other people of color, and they couldn't do it. If you compare the two, they couldn't do it. Versus a president that in just 3.5 years made huge gains for those people of color. I think that's what this is going to come down to. Can I ask you your thoughts on just the difference and the fact that one candidate had eight years, another candidate had 3.5 years, and let people compare and contrast?
I'll tell you, Kevin, I mean, you're underestimating it. Joe Biden has had nearly 50 years. He did 47 years in Washington to fix this stuff. And yet he now has temerity to say, you know, what he didn't get fixed in 47 years, Donald Trump should have gotten fixed in 3. I mean, give me a break. Where you been for the last half century, Joe? You know, offshoring our jobs? And now you think that, you know, now that you think you can gain something from it, you think, oh, now we should buy American? Where were you when you were supporting China in the World Trade Organization or NAFTA that shipped our jobs overseas? You weren't there. How about let's talk about Nevada. You think the way to revive Nevada's economy is to raise taxes on companies and people so they have less money to travel in and come to visit your great cities? That's not the way to get that done. This is a disaster in the making, and we're watching it. And when we make that case, I think people are going to say, I want the guy who got us that rocket ship economy in the first place.
I did it before. I'll do it again. That, I think, that is the campaign slogan to live with. More with Mark Lauder coming up. We're going to talk about the future, the final 109 days before a re-election bid by the president and what it will all come down to. He is the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. Back with him coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Less is more. This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More with Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. Debates. Right now, at least the latest number, the working number I've seen is 3. Joe Biden may attach some sort of requirements of the president that he has to release his tax returns or something stupid like that. What is your understanding right now of what is going to follow when it comes to debates?
Well, I think both sides have agreed to the outlines. We asked for more, but Joe Biden doesn't want them, and I can understand why. I mean, that would require him to come out of the basement and actually appear on the same stage with Donald Trump. And the one thing we were asking also was whether they would move these debates up, because you're going to have an increase in absentee ballots and mail-in voting. And so people will start voting even before some of these ballots are – some people will already have voted before the first debate. Now, I get why Joe Biden would want that, because they don't want to match him up against Donald Trump. They want as many people to vote before they see how empty he is right now, except for, you know, his squad-induced policy proposals. But we're going to move ahead. We'll see. I wouldn't put it past them to try to play some shenanigans, because obviously what they have shown is that they have no desire to actually get him outside and answer questions. I mean, the president asks answering questions every day from reporters, and Joe Biden can't even be bothered to ask one. It's not on the teleprompter. It ain't happening.
I want to ask you about the mail-in ballot. We're toying with the idea of going with a mail-in ballot, other states as well. Do you fear a mail-in ballot, the validity of the vote under a mail-in ballot?
Well, I think the thing that I'm most concerned about is, A, the opportunity for fraud. And you can go back to 2005. There was a federal commission that was chaired by Democrat President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State James Baker, a Republican, and they both identified mail-in voting as the most likely area for fraud and abuse in our elections. Well, that hasn't changed. And you can look to the headlines there from Nevada, where they were finding thousands of ballots in the trash can. The question is going to be, is if you're mailing people ballots, you know, and you have out-of-date voter rolls, you're mailing people who may not even be alive, or people who don't live there anymore, or people you can't verify that they're actually the person who is submitting the ballot. Then you can just look to places like Wisconsin here recently, where they were taking tens of thousands of ballots and disqualifying them because the post office screwed up. That either the ballot didn't get to somebody's mailbox, or they filled it out, it didn't get postmarked in time, or it didn't even get delivered. I mean, when you look at some of these states, and they're going to be very close, you know, if you lose 10, 20,000 ballots like they did in parts of Wisconsin, that could change the outcome of an election, which, of course, I'm assuming the Democrats would want, because they want to just do as much fraud, much abuse, and then don't even get me started on what happens if the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, the Russians start just mass printing ballots and mailing them to people, and then you're going to have 4 government employees in the counties trying to figure out what's real, what's not real. And the whole thing is going to be messed up.
I know that we've all seen the horrific video of New York City's finest, in fact, the top cop in New York City, being beaten with a stick of some sort. The president has promised that next week he's going to have an announcement of some kind involving federal help for a lot of these states that can't they can't keep the peace. What do you expect that to be? And I don't want you to get ahead of your candidate, but do you have some broad strokes on what this?
Well, I mean, I think we need to bring the power of the federal government to assist, because it's not a question of whether these local Democrats can do it; it's that they won't do it. That they're so. I mean, while we're seeing, you know, double digit increases in shootings and murders, and most of these are happening in areas of poverty and areas in communities of color, and yet they are powerless to stop them, and their answer is defund the police. I mean, literally, you have to ask yourself, and every person listening should ask themselves, that under Joe Biden, if I needed police to protect myself, my family, my children, or my home, and you called 911, would anybody even be there?
Yeah, and by the way, I got to tell you, that ad, that voicemail ad, is to me one of the most powerful political pieces I've seen in a long, long time. What was the genesis of that ad, and were you guys a part of it at all?
No, absolutely. I mean, we all obviously, you know, we discuss all of these things, but basically, it was something that, look, when you have Joe Biden calling the police the enemy, when you have folks like AOC, his advisor AOC, and others saying, when I say defund the police, I mean defund the police. The American people need to think about that. And that's what they're talking about putting into office. People who would defund our police, who would weaken the people and take away folks whose job it is to run toward the danger to protect us and not run away from it. And I'm not sure, it doesn't matter whether you live in the suburbs or the urban centers. If you need a cop and you call 911, you've got to wonder whether they're going to be there. And I think even in many urban communities, they rely on the police to protect them and their families, not only from property damage, but from gangs, from drugs, from the bad influences of others. And if we're going to take them out of there, take them away from our schools, what is that going to say? What is that going to mean? Are our children going to be safe?
And can I tell you, the best example I've seen of that is in the place of my birth, St. Louis, Missouri, where Mark McCloskey and his wife, Patricia, literally had to bear arms in order to protect their homestead. Is that going to be a part of this message as we go forward, the difference of Joe Biden versus the president?
Well, there's no question that that's going to be part of it. I mean, Joe Biden himself has said he was going to put Beto O'Rourke in charge of gun confiscation, and Beto said he was going to send police door-to-door to confiscate people's guns, whether they wanted to turn them over or not. I mean, that's the America that you're looking at under a Joe Biden. When people are confiscating your guns, when they're defunding the police, and on top of that, when they're tearing down statues of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and as we saw earlier this week, they desecrated a memorial to 9/11 victims in the shadows of the city. I mean, that's just outrageous.
And it's not, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better. Mark, I know you're busy. I'll let you get to it. Thank you so much, my friend. I want to talk to you a lot. I'm going to keep you close by my hip for these final 109 days. Thanks so much, man. Always good to talk to you.
Talk to you soon, Kevin.
There you go. Mark Lauder joining us, the Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 campaign. A little bit later on, I'll let you hear the ad I was talking about. It is that amazing ad about it's kind of like a voicemail message, and it's one of the most powerful pieces of political literature that I think I have seen in a long time. I'll let you hear that coming up after the break. We're also going to be joined at the top of the hour, Ted Harvey, the former Colorado State Senator and the chairman of the Committee to Defend the President.com. They've got a new TV ad that is just about as powerful as what we have seen, and it's not even close. Hey, this hour brought to you by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Centers of America, treating your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Call 702-546-8767. I want you to ask for summer. Now, I know a lot of you have been carrying around a lot of chronic pain for a couple of weeks, for a couple of months, for a couple of years, maybe for a long time. And you've just accepted that. You don't have to accept it anymore. The Pain Injury Brain Center of America is there to help you. 702-546-8767. Summer.